Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Wednesday, September 27, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have a show for you today. I'm excited, as always. Y'all know how I am. I get a little excited just because I'm just blessed. Put it that way. Can't help but be excited anytime you get to talk to God's people. Amen, amen, amen. Trying to get this microphone fixed over here because something is special is happening that I don't know nothing about. Amen. There we go. Anyway, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, in the studio. This is Taking Limits Off Radio, located on the third floor, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have a show for you today. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? Seven deadly statements of church members. Seven deadly statements of church members. That's the conversation. It's going to be good. I hope y'all ready for it. I know I am. So get ready, get set, and come on in. We're going to take a real quick break. Y'all got to readjust some stuff real quick. I'm not sure what's happening, but we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep Yellow Radio.
Yeah.
Ready for it. Seven deadly statements from church members. As I stated before, it's your boy, your host, and I'm in the studio all by myself. Hey, it's all good. But man, we have an exciting show for you today. Let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are on social media, so are we. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Did I say Monday? Did I not say Wednesday? What did I say? Did I say something? Y'all know I'm quick to catch myself. Did I say Monday? What did I say? I don't even know what I said. I might have missed it already. y'all can join in simply by going to facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show. Oh, I did. Okay. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Amen. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. Read those emails over the airwaves. Last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast. Go to iTunes, go to Blogger, Stitcher, any of those places. Just do a Google search, Taking Limits Off with Danny and Devon. Hit the subscribe button, and it don't cost you a dime. Don't cost you nothing to subscribe. We would love to have you be one of our consistent and add to the continuity of the show. Be one of our consistent listeners, and you'll only get emails from the show. We don't sell your email addresses. We don't give your email addresses out to nobody else. We ain't selling your email to no churches or nothing like that, so you ain't got to worry about getting bombarded with church emails from other folks. So that ain't going to happen. So if you do that, that's all you're going to get from us is updates about what's going on with Taking Limits Off Radio. There we go. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, y'all, so look. So much is going on real quick, man. I'm not, you know, I don't want, you know, I like to go off into too many different areas because I know some of y'all, you know, y'all only want to call in, listen to the church stuff. Y'all don't want to listen to none of the news stuff. But real quick, big controversy going on right now in college basketball. Head coaches are being fired, most notably Rick Pitino down in Louisville, Kentucky. He was let go along with the athletic director. He was just recently fired. So that just happened this morning, all because apparently they found out that there was some pay-to-play going on, a scam going on over there. Right there, yeah. Uh-huh, just step on it. That's all I'm telling you. Just step over it. Anyway, one of the things that happened is that this big issue where these Adidas schools and Nike schools, it's come to light. We've always known this, but now the FBI knows it. These schools have been paying kids and their families these ridiculous amounts of money to sign with their schools. So they want you to go to a Nike school. They want you to go to an Adidas school. They want you to go to any of their particular schools. And it's an unfair advantage over the smaller schools who don't have these contracts with the big name schools. So these people are being fired, indicted. 10 people were arrested already. And all this stuff is taking place, man. So it's just kind of crazy. But as we get ready to continue the conversation, I'm gonna let the camera do the talking for me. As the eclipse happens, I'm gonna let the camera. Yeah, let's. Right. Do all that. Right. Right. And then find get yourself together.
Catch my breath.
Right. Catch a breath because you look a little out of breath. You all right?
I'm all the staff, but I can't.
Right. And then he going to get on the microphone in a minute. He going, y'all pray for him. Y'all just pray for him. Y'all just, right. Get your.
Where am I?
Get right here.
Thank you, Lord. Let me invite the people's home. Invite the people.
You can hear you good. You...
I can hear. God bless you out there, radio land. I ain't been on the ether since May.
It's not the last time you was here.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I've been traveling. Yes.
Since May.
I believe since May.
I think you might have been here once in sometime in June. I think.
I mean, it was really because I went to Hampton, Minnesota conference.
Right.
I skipped. Then there was a week I had a break. Then I went to St. Louis.
Right.
Then you went to the
Baptist thing in August, national.
Well, we can go before
right.
that. I mean, we were.
So it's been revival time for you. This is revival.
It's been revivement.
So that means you got fouled out like home. That means you got fouled out.
Right?
Look, I know what revival season
is. I mean, all that. You got
revival.
Listen, I'm yeah, show the puppet. Let me call the people. Yeah, let me call on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get the people.
Hit the share button.
I done shared.
Hit invite
the public
to a group. What else you got?
To a
home.
Group.
Oh, you can't...
Okay.
I don't know how you'll think. Is that a new phone?
So that's a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah, listen now. Listen. Uh-huh. And so, man, look, it's so good to be here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I've been to Cuba since I saw you last.
I know. We thought you was posting pictures, I guess, late because you was already back here.
I couldn't post pictures while I was there.
No, because you did. You
international rate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Who was your provider?
Frank.
Oh, you didn't get on. You didn't call him about the plan.
Ah, child, I forgot about it.
Okay,
that.
All right.
Anywho,
yeah, they got a good international plan going
okay,
over there. So
yeah.
Anyway, next time.
But yeah, I was in the Cuba.
Right. Because you was posting pictures so late. I go first thing. Let me tell you what I told Tanya. I said that he done got over there and then got locked up.
You gonna set it up again?
I thought you were with the Cuba. And you was preaching a little bit too, doing too much something over there, and the folk that, you know, Cuba still look crazy.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you may, you know, have been detained.
No, I want y'all to know that.
As a refugee.
Cuba's hot.
Well, yeah. You got out just in time, though.
Well, I really did. And, yeah. And we thank the Lord. And believe it or not, we have been in conversations
uh-huh.
with some of those people.
Yeah. So how are they, the people you were? Now, why were you there? Tell us why you were there.
I was there for class. I was there for... class. What happened was I am in the doctoral program, just like the person that's sitting over to our lady left. And a part of our intensive class was in Cuba.
Oh.
All right. So now we didn't stay in Havana.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in Matanza.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you all about Matanza. Matanza is the port where the slaves came in because they didn't want the slaves coming into Havana because, you know, that was a whole other different story. The only thing that was getting exported in Havana was sugar cane and things of that nature, tobacco, what have you. So we were in Matanza, and there is a seminary there, and we stayed there. Now, I want y'all to know something. I have never ate more beans and rice and mango in my life than the week I was in some Cuba.
So you did you lose a couple pounds?
I know I did because I sweat. And then, you know, number one, let me just say this. I want to, and I know we got something.
We're going to talk. You all right?
Number one, I want you to know that they are a socialist country. And many people thought that they were trying, that President Obama was trying to make us a socialist country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are given, we have welfare, they have free medical, free schooling,
mm-hmm.
and what would happen is, what it looked like is that they would look like our project.
Mm-hmm.
But now, and I don't want anybody to take offense about what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
that I want you all to know that people that live in subsidized housing live better than we do.
Some of them do.
Have you ever been to the grocery store behind somebody?
Yeah, that's got all them, yeah. Well, yeah, before we had, this is how I found out, and please continue your story, but this is how I found out that, you know, for a while, as when you're a young black child growing up on the west side of Chicago, you only assume that black folk got food stamps.
Uh-huh.
And the way you hear people talk about it on the news back then, it was just only black folk got food
stamps.
Yeah,
only African-American, yeah.
And it wasn't until I was a grown adult and was living in suburbs when I moved to Oak Park.
Okay.
And I was in Bensonville at the time, on the other side of Elmhurst.
Near O'Hare
Airport, right?
I knew. Uh-huh.
In Bensonville. So I had both issues. I had the airplanes flying overhead that was in the noise. I was in the noise ordinance area.
Okay.
And then I had the Metro train right across the street from the apartment that I was in.
Therefore,
so I had noise all day.
Yeah, all day long.
But you got used to it.
You're used to it. After what, it soothed you to sleep.
Anyway, uh-huh. I went to the Jewel out there, you know, down to the Jewel.
Yeah.
And what I found out down to the Jewel was...
That's still Cook County, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, keep going. Uh-huh.
Right, down in the Jewel.
At the Jewel.
I would see these people all the time. So I was behind this little white lady. She's young, had one child in a little buggy, and buggy was full.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm at the counter making sure. I'm like, okay, I know I got 200 in this account. And if something happened, I can pull
I can
100
go over here.
And use this
I can
card.
Make this grocery.
So I know I'm going to make
uh-huh.
this. I'm
I can
good.
Make this uh-huh.
You know,
I'll make these groceries. Uh-huh.
Well, sister girl in front of me got a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got one of them carry carts in her cart, full
uh-huh. of groceries.
Groceries.
good groceries, right?
Good groceries.
I mean meats, all of the good stuff.
Good grocery.
Then she whipped out a knot. This is before the link card now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now we don't know. She whipped out a knot of them booklets.
She had, listen, a $65 book.
Booklets.
Yeah, a $7 book. Booklets.
Booklets.
Plural.
And just the way they say that's going to be, what did they say? I'm just going to give out a number. That's going to be $410 because ain't no tax.
Right.
$410.
Yes.
She said, oh, hold on, baby. She that's $100. And then, you know, you rip them out.
Yes.
So, you know, you just give them to them and they rip it.
Yeah.
Back then, you know.
Yeah.
And she just handed over books. And I sat back. I called my mama immediately.
Yes.
I said, why come you tell me white folks is on food stamps too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got.
Go ahead.
Now, there, if you were to compare them to, because, you know, sometimes we look at people who live in the projects and we will say, and subsidized housing and say, don't they want to do better for themselves? But if you go into their apartments, they have 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, fully furnished, flat screen TVs, doing fine. So if I'm doing well, why should I want to get out of here and go somewhere else? So I looked at that when I went to Cuba. These people are doing great.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're and people have painted Castro as a, I mean, this dominant, what have you. But Castro loved African Americans. Now, I want you all to know that I didn't know this going to Cuba, that there is a huge disparity between the light-skinned Cubans and the dark-skinned Cubans.
Oh, so they got some...
Didn't know that, y'all.
Oh, really?
Didn't know it until I got there.
So explain yourself.
I experienced it for myself.
Okay.
It was a group of us that are kind of darker-hued, and when we would come around, people would start pointing and start talking. Of course, there's a language barrier because we don't know.
Right.
But then when my lighter friends came... the whole atmosphere changed. Now, also, let me give you this right here. Also, it's also because they equate weight with wealth.
Oprah taught us that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oprah told us that when she went to Africa.
And when they were like, oh, senor, they were hitting me on my stomach.
You got some money.
Yeah. It didn't help y'all that the pastor had a cigar in his hand, too. Anyway, But... it didn't help that either, you know. But now, I had a little problem because, you know, in Cuba, you cannot flush your toilet paper.
You can't do what?
You can't flush your toilet paper.
Okay, help us out.
You have to
put it in the
receptacle over here.
Okay, that's...
All right,
That's new.
Yeah.
You had to get used to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So why can't you flush the toilet paper?
Because their system is not like our system.
So it's not going to, it ain't going to flow.
It ain't going to flow.
And it's going to have something.
Behind it. Then, y'all, come on, y'all go with me. Then there are certain places that don't have toilet seats.
Huh?
Oh, you got to standing on the promises of Christ. For those of us who are men.
Wait a minute, what do you mean no seat?
There's no toilet seat.
So there's no toilet at all.
There's toilet.
But no
seat
to let up and down. Okay.
So when you got to move by the power of the Lord, you got to
squat
on down.
Right. Hopefully you're
get the eagle on. You know what I'm saying?
Your quadriceps and your hamstrings is in good shape.
I hope you're able to hold on to it. And then there are only certain places where you can get fresh
water. I want
water.
You to keep saying this because there's some people I know want to go to Cuba.
But now listen.
Go ahead.
Depending on where you're going now.
Now, that's where you were.
Well, yeah, but now because I was.
Is Havana a little different?
Havana's a little different. Now, you know, you still can't flush the toilet paper. But they got seats, though. And they don't have hand towels. So when you go over there, you got to take your own face towels because they don't have those. They have, because cotton is not real plentiful. Remember that this has been a socialist place. And because of our own capitalistic view of things, we think everybody ought to be, United States ought to be this, that, and the other. No.
So they have regular size towels.
They have regular size towels for you to dry yourself off.
The big one.
The big one.
But they don't have
the
face towel.
They got the face towel.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And so I want you to know that rum is plentiful. Glory to him. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
In the Cuba.
What's that?
Rum.
Rum.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know.
And he cheat.
You say he cheat?
He cheat. Hey, he cheat.
Y'all pray for the pastor.
Y'all pray for the pastor. Y'all pray for the pastor, him. You know, I wanted to experience the whole thing, you know. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And
so how long were you there?
I was there for a whole week.
Okay.
From Monday until Sunday. And it was hot, y'all. I know it. And you can't drink the water. There are certain places where you have to go for the water, for filtered, you know, for
uh-huh.
water. And I like that because it was a more community-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
You will see people coming to get water. This was what they would do every day. And while they're there, they would talk to one another.
Okay.
And tell about what's going on in the
right.
community. This
right,
and
right.
other. Everybody don't have phones and this, that, and
right, right.
So it was real community. Also, when it comes to Wi-Fi,
uh-huh.
you had to go to certain places.
Because it wasn't everywhere.
Because it wasn't everywhere. But when you went to, it was like in parks
uh-huh.
and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, because I saw you did a couple of. You tried to do a couple of Facebook Lives.
Yeah, tried to.
But you was on their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was on their
right.
Wi-Fi. And
right.
I couldn't get the
right.
Wi-Fi.
Right.
So, but now, wonderful experience. Will I go back? Yes, I would go back. I want to go to a voodoo service. Now, I know y'all Christians out there, and voodoo only means to dance. I want y'all to get off of that thing. Because the African culture, no voodoo. A voodoo service. Y'all stop doing this. Listen, we conjure spirits, don't we? Don't we say the Holy Ghost come on in?
That's what.
Don't we invite the presence of the Holy Ghost?
That's what people say.
Do we not feel sometime when we're preaching or when we're doing things, we feel the spirits of our ancestors around us?
That's what we say.
Hallelujah. So don't y'all stop.
I hear Deacon saying all the time, I see Deacon so-and-so now sitting there thinking about the time when... Okay.
All right, so y'all stop that right there.
Okay.
It's the term
voodoo that those people are.
Voodoo just means to dance. Anyway.
Okay.
And I want to go to the tobacco fields, and I was very interested to see older women smoking cigars. Well, I just went on and joined them. Anyway. So Cuba was a wonderful experience.
Uh-huh.
I've did revivals, of course, in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
One North Carolina.
So you went down to South Carolina. So how many revivals?
How many revivals
have you preached since May?
Oh, just four. Yeah, but I've been traveling.
Right, but you had to right. So four revivals, and did you preach the whole revival,
yeah,
or you so
the whole thing?
These were 3 and 4 day revivals.
3 and 4 day.
3 and 4 day revival.
Yeah,
where you preached.
Yeah, and I taught in our Congress in South Carolina. That was the second week.
Mm-hmm.
And we had I've been here since then because I came in July.
Right, that's what I thought.
Talk about Vacation Bible School.
Right.
Yeah, right. But after then, I haven't been.
You hadn't been back since then.
Right. And then, yeah, we went to Cincinnati for the National Baptist Convention.
Now, how was the National Baptist Convention?
It was the National Baptist Convention.
That lets me know.
You know.
Now, this is America or USA?
This is US of A. This is the big one.
Well, there's two big ones and then there's the little one.
Well, this big one.
You said USA.
This is the largest one.
Okay.
America. That's all USA.
Okay, because America broke from, one broke from the other.
All of them broke.
There was one, right?
The biggest one, yeah.
And then USA, somebody formed from that one.
Yeah, and then Progressive formed.
And then the National Missionary Baptist.
That was a split over the publishing board.
That's the one we're under.
Yeah, then you got Progressive. But
now, is your church under?
We're under Dr. Jerry Young, which is the largest one.
That's America or USA. I don't know which. I get them mixed up.
I get them mixed up, too.
Why you talking? Look at that. So how was it, though? Because I didn't see
it. It was very good. I posted some pictures.
I saw you only post a few. Now, I know when you went to the other convention, you...
Oh, at Hampton. That's
right.
That's a whole other different story.
But that's the minister's conference.
Yes, minister's conference.
That's different.
Yeah, you see everybody.
So explain to me, because I've never been to any of the National Baptist Conventions.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Is it just preachers
preaching all day?
Oh, no. They have classes.
Okay, so they do have classes.
Yes, they have
okay,
classes.
Okay, help me out. So you...
They have classes for... They, and each has it. We have the moderator's division,
mm-hmm.
the layman's division for those who are deacons and all this stuff.
So it's the moderator's division.
Yeah, moderator's division, layman's division,
uh-huh.
the division for the nurses and the ushers.
Okay, so it's kind of like our local... Congresses, conventions,
yes.
but on a national
on
scale.
On a larger scale.
And this time it was in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Now, it was supposed to be in Texas, right?
No. We were supposed to be in Texas.
Oh.
No, we weren't supposed to be in Texas. We were supposed to be
Oh,
in
okay.
No, we were supposed to be in
Texas. I'm getting it mixed up with the national missionary
yeah,
Baptist.
Yeah, that's a missionary.
Was supposed to be in Houston and then moved somewhere else.
Yes, because of Hurricane Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a time of fellowship to learn and this, that, and the other. Hear preaching and all of those things. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Jesus.
Tracy Lee said, I don't know about conjuring up the old deacon. I didn't say conjuring. I said sometimes deacons get up there and say, I can see old Deacon so-and-so sitting there about to pray or sing Amazing Grace. That's what I said. I don't think I used the word conjuring. But
okay.
Anyway.
He said something. All dark-skinned people in all countries are treated. Yeah, they really are. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I mean, the disparity there was utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there was a group of us who are darker hued. And we saw that. Matter of fact, we went to a beach. And I heard them say El Blanco. I said, okay, yes, we're black. Yes. But now,
wow.
There is a book called.
Wow. So they actually pointed that out to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is a book called, I think it's called The Nasty Americans or something like that. Because sometimes people think that because we are Americans that we are nasty to it. No, it was, listen, we were there. Just hanging out. And it was amazing to me that even when we were sitting up on the deck, that the police came.
Oh.
We hadn't seen police, but we saw the police. The police came.
Because somebody said it's a bunch of El Blanco.
El Blanco. El Blanco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, just to get back to this Baptist conference.
Okay, Baptist convention.
Convention thing. Yeah. So, you had, did they do the whole... Because I haven't been to a conference since I used to take the kids over here to the Midwest Baptist Youth Conference. That was the last time I've been to any type of major. Because I don't, you know, it's not something that I know a lot of Baptist pastors who went. I know you ran into a few.
Yes.
That we know.
I most certainly did.
Yeah, you ran into our
former. Hey, Pastor Williams.
You ran into former Pastor Ray Williams.
And yeah, he recognized me before I recognized him.
Yeah, and I went to somebody else. I didn't know somebody else saw. Pastor Ray Williams down there. Pastor Bowen, who's been on the show. Pastor, what is his last name?
Name.
Oh, my God. I preached that. It's Silver.
Silver Cloud Bluff.
Bullet. Right.
Yeah,
Silver Cloud.
Yeah, Silver Cloud.
What is his name? And his name,
Reverend.
What is his name? That's a shame. I can't think of that man's name.
Reverend.
But yeah, he saw him. He ran into him, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't know who he was either.
Well,
he talked to the man.
Yeah, when he saw it, I said, oh, yeah, hey! I was like, how's Florida?
Right. But it's Georgia. Right, Georgia.
Right, Trump, you. Hey, right, they both ran next to one another.
Right. That's interesting.
Because
I know a few people went. I know our moderator went. Our district moderator went, Ricky Guyton. I believe our Illinois State Convention president went.
Who he?
Sidney Davis.
That name sounds familiar.
Sidney Davis, short guy. I have to show him to you. But he's the
okay.
But I know he went, and then I know some others went down to Texas too, because I know there was an email that went
not
out.
Not Texas.
Well, it was in Texas. I'm sorry, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right.
Ohio.
Yes. So I don't know what. Yeah, it's interesting that people went to the Missionary Baptist Convention, but they still went to the National Baptist Convention.
Well, that's because you know they're all kind of. Spread out a little differently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But now, also, I want to put a plug in for the Academy of Preachers.
Okay.
My good friend, not the Brooks now, he's not Doctor, but he's Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks is over the Academy of Preachers.
Okay.
And this is
not James Brooks, is he?
No.
Okay.
No. And somebody out there that's connected with me, give me Brooks's.
Info.
Matter of fact, let me see if I can pull it up.
Uh-huh.
Brooks is over the Academy of Preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me see if I can find him. You know, when you're looking for Ernest Brooks.
Okay.
Is now over the Academy of Preachers. It is an academy for young preachers.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every year in January to come and to preach and to get your sermon published and to be... critiqued by great theologians and things of that nature.
Oh.
You have to be under 35 or under.
Oh, okay.
And we were invited. Thank you, Brooks. We were invited to a wonderful luncheon. Now, this is funny. Y'all just stay with me because you know I'm preaching. I got to paint the picture. So Brooks told me, Henderson, what you doing tomorrow? I said, I ain't doing too much of nothing. He said, I want you to come over to the university club and bring some friends. I said, can I bring some friends with me?
Mm-hmm.
So this was right after Dr. Jerry Young's.
This is where? In South Carolina?
This was in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
This was right after Dr. Jerry Young's address. So I gathered up about 15. Can you picture 15 black preachers in black suits?
Oh, Lord.
Walking down the downtown street.
That's good.
Of Cincinnati.
Looks like y'all about to protest.
Oh, my God. Roger Cummins, I know you on here. You got to say something with me. Listen. When I tell you, as we were walking, people were partying.
Mm.
And we were like, we're looking for the university club. Oh, it's up there. Like, what are y'all doing?
Uh-huh.
But now, the university club is, you know, kind of one of the elite places. So we walk in, and here we are, and, you know, they had it. They had wonderful shrimp salad and pork salmon and things of that nature. And it was funny because there were African-Americans working in the back.
Uh-huh.
And when they heard our voices, they came out like, where all these people coming from?
Uh-huh.
But you have all these, you have African-American black preachers, I mean African-American black Negro color preachers,
uh-huh,
walking down the streets of Cincinnati, coming up in the university club, and everybody like, ugh. But anyway, I want to put a plug in for the Academy of Preachers. It's the first week of January, and it will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to give you more information about that. Brooks is over it now. That's not the Master of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that Stephen Thurston was over. So
yeah.
Big USA.
Right.
That's
Jerry Young.
Yeah,
that's
Jerry Young.
All right.
Put a plug in for that. If you have any young preachers, aspiring preachers who are in college and who are going for seminary training, please sponsor them. I'm going to sponsor one of my godson to go and to be a part of this. It is that's the missionary Baptist. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And him dead.
Yeah, him showing up dead. And then you got Progressive.
Right.
That's a mission.
They ain't got right.
Yeah. So,
right.
This
is the right. No information on the website.
Thank you, black people. Anyway.
Right. I just want to point
so
that out.
Was,
go ahead.
So that was good. And then last week,
uh-huh,
I was in D.C.
Okay.
For the Congressional Black Caucus.
Yeah.
I sing the Sis Choir. Woo, Sis Choir.
Yeah.
And we went. We always go for Mrs. and Miss and Danny Davis.
Okay.
We always sing at a shelter, which is always wonderful, a homeless shelter, and we also sing for the prison. And then we sing for, he always has a gathering,
mm-hmm,
after that, and we sang for him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was great.
Here's the thought. You just mentioned prison. Now you have a prison ministry?
No, working on it. Need
okay
to work towards it.
Here's something I thought about. People always have prison ministries, and this popped in my head. I was sitting in front of my computer all day yesterday. You know, it felt weird. I was like, I did nothing yesterday, but sitting, I was at home,
and
I sat in front of, and I actually did put some clothes on at one point, but I sat in front of my computer actually reading and doing school stuff all day. Literally, that's all I did all day. And I was writing down notes and thoughts and stuff, and you know, I got like five different apps open at the same time. That's the way my mind works. So I'm just typing stuff on the side. You ever thought about, you know, yeah, prison ministries. Do they have? Have you heard of ministries for the juvenile centers?
I have not, and that would be something very different. That would be something very,
because you're getting them at an earlier age
to tap into.
Yeah,
but now because
I don't know what the process would be, but I'm just wondering.
I think one of the problems is with juvenile ministry. I mean, juveniles,
mm-hmm,
is, I don't know if they have chaplaincy for those. Do they? Somebody help me with that.
You would think that's the one place they ought to.
Yeah, they ought to, because believe it or not, I go and visit one of my godsons,
uh-huh,
in South Carolina, and I go through the chapel.
Monument. Okay, thank you, Tracy. Tracy Lee on it. She says Monument of Faith.
The juvenile?
They have the juvenile ministry for the juvenile.
Yeah, and I think that would be, that would be great.
Wow.
And wonderful.
Wow.
And we call it the Audi home. I don't know why we call it the Audi
home. What is it? What? Why was it the
Audi home?
And I never did. You know, how you spell Audi home? It's like the car Audi.
Yeah, Audi.
Is it Audi? What was the Audi?
A-D-I?
Was it Audi home? I don't know if it was Audi or Audi.
We always call it Audi.
Audi home.
You
went
to the
Audi
home.
You know, he went to the Audi home because he wasn't grown.
And they went to Montefiore for school.
I know. Yeah, my uncle worked over there.
Yeah,
the state trooper.
At Montefiore. But I, you know what? I think that that would be something that we would maybe tap into now.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is a big thing with our Anglican brothers. You know, when it comes to prison ministry,
they all over it.
And because when I go to visit in the jailhouses, they're glad to see somebody who is African American.
Yep.
And our Anglican brothers probably have a real hold in that.
Yeah. And it was just a thought that came across my mind with all, and I think about all of these young kids who are getting caught up in the drug game. And before they go to prison, so because they go to these juvenile detention centers, and they're there for some 2 or 3 years. Now some are there in the juvenile detention center only to be transferred once they become an adult.
Yes,
it's not much you can do with them in that process. But for the ones who are just in a juvenile center because you know they did something stupid, but they're gonna get out in 6 months or a year. You know, why not have something in place? Now here's the deal. This is my only issue with prison ministries because I know we at the previous church that some of us were a part of, we tried to do a prison ministry, and my whole thing was you have to have something for them when they come out.
Yes.
You can't just show up, and even if you don't have it, there needs to be a resource.
Yes. Somewhere.
You need to be able to say, hey, look, I know a place. You know, and somebody that can help you get a job. Don't just come pray for me in the jail and sing and do all that stuff and make yourself feel good. But then when I get out of here in 6 months, you don't know me. I come to your church.
Who are you?
Right. Or, you know, oh, hey, how you doing?
Or
you shake my hand like, oh, good to see you got out. What you doing with yourself?
Right.
I just got out. What you mean?
And believe it or not, I have a friend who does, and he's in Hickory, North Carolina. Has a huge transitional home.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, the late Clarence Bernard Johnson, his mother runs Leslie's Place on the west side.
Oh, wow.
For the women.
Okay.
Transitional home for women. As a matter of fact, I have to take my hat off to thank her because somebody that was very close to me, she was, she allowed them to come, and I want to thank her for that. It's called Leslie's Place, Leslie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some things, but as you said, we have to have some kind of bridge.
Especially for our folks.
Oh, yeah.
Because these is our little, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray. They go to the juvenile home before there. They go.
And Jumba. Kwakwa. Y'all got a Kwakwa?
Help us, Lord. Anyway, so how are things down over at the Second Baptist?
Things are good at the Second Baptist.
Okay.
We just had Family and Friends Day.
Now, ain't your anniversary coming up? Or
I don't have
passed?
Those.
The time passed already.
Yeah, time passed already.
Because it was in...
Really, I was there 2 years in June, but I was installed the second Sunday in September.
So that's what your anniversary date would be?
Yeah.
So also, y'all didn't do anything?
I don't believe
you don't do it? None? Okay. Or would you do it like maybe 5 years?
I may do.
Ricky Guyton, one of my the guys around here, he told me that even at his church, they don't even celebrate church anniversary. He said they do it every. He said they do. He does it every five or every whatever. He says because they want. First of all, he said I need to celebrate something. I need to have done something.
Yeah, amen.
Other than the date coming.
Yes. Like this year's church anniversary, I'm not asking for no big offering or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Because
last year we've been 120.
But your church been around for a long 120?
Yeah. This year we're 121.
Okay.
But I won't do anything big until like 125.
Right.
You know, band caves and all that other kind of good stuff. I have no band cave every year.
Banquet.
Yeah, band cave. Yeah, at the band cave.
We got this lady at the old church used to say.
Here it goes. What's wrong, man? Want to hear it? Here it goes.
She said, I need to tell y'all about the banquet.
The what?
Banquet.
The banquet. I got these tickets for the banquet. Like,
banquet.
Like, what? If she said one more time, the banquet. Y'all ain't really pushing the banquet.
And you know you're going to hell.
You know, Miss Goggins turned, didn't she just have a birthday? I done got the dates mixed up. I'm getting all my old people. No, that was Miss Gidney who just had a birthday. She 80 something too. She 80. Right?
Okay,
I told her, once you reach 75 around here, we graduate you to 100.
Yeah, already. You know, you just 100.
Right, we just,
long way from
in this here church, if you make it to 75, you graduate.
Yeah.
To 100 automatically. We just take you there.
So,
here we go. What we got?
How's the process going?
The process is going well. We were on our second candidate. You know, what they're doing is they're preaching a month. That don't talk to me. Talk to the people.
So you all don't want a pastor. But anyway, someone that is pastoring currently.
Hey.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Because can't no pastor leave their pulpit for a whole month. I'll just say 8 o'clock service. Because
I ain't got nothing to do with
you. You're starting at 11 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir, 11 o'clock.
Unless they haven't served at 2 o'clock.
Now, that could work.
Okay.
But you're going to run right out the door as soon as just.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we had our first candidate, Reverend John Miller II.
Yeah.
Was our first candidate.
John Jr.
Did a wonderful job of preaching and stuff for the month of, what are we in?
August. Yeah.
August. And now we have Reverend. Lord, help me. What's
Red
this
man.
Man's name?
Man.
Brown. Ron Brown. Ronald Brown from Greater Metropolitan Baptist Church out on the south side.
Where Reverend Reynolds is.
Ronald
yeah,
something. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. You know Reverend Ronald?
Yeah, he used to pass right over here by Manley High School years ago.
Everybody, I may know him, but I'd have to see his face.
You know, you get a dumbnesia about people.
No, you know, I know. It's not that. I don't know people.
You know him.
What I come to find out is that I really don't know people. I don't know people. I don't know a lot of church people. I don't.
So you know a lot of street people. Really? Right. And Pookie and la la them.
Well, I mean, you know. When you were 16, you was in church.
I knew the street people, too. Every day, baby.
I didn't come to church at all. My mama stopped coming. I did, too.
That's because he's a sinner.
No.
And you're going to hell.
My mama stopped going to church right around I turned 60, my sophomore year.
Happy belated birthday, my dear.
Yeah. Yes, her birthday. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. She, yes. Yeah, my dear turned 67.
My dear.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had to tell y'all about my. So, you know, my mama's car is broke down, right?
Okay.
So her car been broke down for a little while. So she has to catch the Uber wherever she's going right now. Just so
she's
get
Ubering.
Between the Uber and the, you know, whatever bus situation. So today she had to be at a different location for her job. She went, you know, even though she retired, she got a little part-time job. She
just be doing something to get out of the
house. Right. So she decided that she had to go over to a different location today that was on 27 something Western, Southwestern, right? So she called. It had to be there at 8:30, right?
Okay.
Yeah, she had to be there at 8. She had to be there at 8:30 this morning.
Right off Sir Michael Reston. Okay.
Somewhere over there, 2700, but further down. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She had to be there at 8:30. She called the Uber at 7:30, right?
Okay.
Because you know traffic, and they're probably gonna take the street or whatever. Okay. Fine. Because she don't like to be late. My mom ain't never late. She don't do late. That ain't it. Like she tell you to be at the house at 3:30, eat. Be there at 3:25.
That's fine with me. And I'll be there for them.
Well. The Uber man, I get a text message about 7:50 this morning.
Pray, saints, pray.
Right. The text message said, why am I lost with the Uber man? Because the Uber man GPS done went out. He don't know where he going. And she sure don't know where she going.
Mama don't know where she going.
None. My when God was handing out the spirit of direction, and the gift of
she
direction.
She streets, though, right?
When she was giving out, when the Lord passed out the gift of direction, my mama went the wrong way. She got in the wrong line.
Oh,
now
listen.
She got in the cooking line 2-3 times.
I know where I'm going, baby.
She knows street names, but she don't know north, east, south, and west.
Oh, now, my dear. And you've been living
whole black life.
And 40-something hundred
right.
west.
Right.
All these years.
A whole black life.
I mean, listen, I mean, that's a part.
Matter of fact,
Chicago.
You used to live on Francisco first, before she ended up in K-Town.
And Francisco is what?
That's right next to California.
Right next to California.
That's 20-something, right.
20-something
west.
I mean, that was come on, Chicago.
Well,
that was a known thing that you had to know.
Well,
growing up in Chicago.
But see, here's the problem, though. See, when you are transported everywhere, you don't pay attention to that stuff. When you're in the backseat of the car,
lose hair.
Because see, that's part of my issue. I was always in the backseat. I was when you dropped me, you know, I was in the cab, or somebody would drop me off. I didn't start doing the bus till I got to Austin High School.
I was doing the bus at 10.
See, so I don't So that didn't happen. You know what?
on these parts is why ain't your comments coming up over here? Because he being,
I don't know.
Because he over here being,
I know he being,
because he being messy as hell.
He
right
being
now.
Messy because I
he
know
being
he
messy
is.
As hell. Right
I know the people.
He being
Cornelius Fowles.
He being messy
that,
as hell.
That's why you got chest pains all over the back with the sinuses with your lies.
He be a mess as hell on Facebook, but I ain't gonna act like I don't even see him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
the, Madea,
The Uber man was Asian.
Driving a Toyota. Go ahead, continue.
He just got his license.
Yeah, from Kmart.
So
old Kmart.
So right, not Super K.
Right.
I think he got it from Ventures, but
okay. We boats. Gold black.
Super plus. You're plenty grocery down
Buddy Bear. Yeah. Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear.
And A&P.
So anyway, they were on Chicago. When she texted me, they were on Chicago Avenue. He got a second ride. She did the Uber pool. You know, that's when you get more than one. You pick up more than one person. So he was on his way to pick up somebody else.
Okay.
Right?
All
right. So they ended up on Chicago Avenue.
800.
And
no.
Western. Right.
Okay.
Now all they had to do now his GPS went off or turned off, got lost some kind of way. Right.
Okay.
And so now they on Chicago. So she texts me. I said, well, if you're on Chicago Avenue, when you get to Western and you're going east, just make a right turn.
Yes.
And you'll be good to go. Well, bruh, man, if she ain't looking, and he ain't looking. They done passed Western. So now he turns around, still on Chicago Avenue. Right. Now mind you, I'm getting all this via text message.
Yes.
Right. So he turned around. Now he's going west on Chicago Avenue.
Okay.
Now, she told him to turn right when he was going east. But now, me no understand. Now you're going
to
turn
North
right.
Avenue,
going. So she says to me, I don't know that they turned the wrong way. So then she calls. She texts me back. She says, I just passed. She says, we're at North Avenue. I said, y'all going the wrong way. You need to turn around.
Yes.
So she says, okay, we just passed Waubansia.
My dear, you way up now.
I said, wait a minute. There she goes. I said, turn around. She said, we turned around. Okay. We just passed Milwaukee. I said, hold on 1 minute.
Did he turn on Milwaukee?
I said, street. I said, how are you? I said, tell that man, wait a minute. So now I called her. So now she's talking to me.
Uh-huh.
You already know how this conversation works.
Right.
And she's talking to the man who don't speak no kind of English.
No comprende. English.
None.
Okay.
I ain't no comprende. This is mm-mm. Wait.
Strip out right.
All I hear her say is, sir. Wait. Pull over in that gas station over there and turn this here car around. And go the other way. My child said, turn this here car around. Because I was finna go get my mama. That's what I was about to go
right.
do. I was finna say, look.
Oh,
right. But they on Milwaukee.
And you know, if you ain't careful, Milwaukee will mess you
man,
up.
Man, don't turn down Milwaukee.
Please don't. Because you think you on your way this
you're
way.
You're messing around being
Everson. Baby, yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
So, mind you, it's now 8:15.
You'll be on, Paul, you get this. You'll be on, Lincoln Roosevelt. We'll go ahead.
Who?
Lincoln Roosevelt. That's an inside joke.
Okay, all right. So, I'm like, she.
Lincoln Roosevelt. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean.
So, she went, so I don't know what time she got to the place, but she made it there. When she called, I said, on your way back down Western, I said, when you see Division in Chicago. Now you know you're going the right way. I said, wow. I'm just in amazement right now but she's been here her whole life and don't know the.
And I think that's a, you ought to know the streets.
Well, see, I am just as guilty. I know more of them now.
But now you'd be surprised because I never forget, I was in eighth grade with Mr. Hughes. Mr. Hughes asked, 100 is Pulaski. I hollered out 40. He said, 100 is Cicero. I said, 48.
Uh-huh.
He said, 100 is Lamb. I said, 52.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was hollering them.
You
were
hollering them.
And everybody was like, what are you talking about? I said, don't y'all have addresses?
Right.
And they were like, yeah.
Just do the math. Because you're going another direction. It just,
we were taught that Madison was 100.
Okay.
That divided north from south.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we
divided line.
And State Street divides east from west.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
But see, I do, you know that. But see, people don't know. Think about this now. Everybody uses GPS for everything.
Not well, unless you know where you are.
But people have got, and even our children today probably don't know their direction. Now, the ones that's on the bus,
they
know
their direction.
But because I tell you right now, in certain areas, I don't know where they're going.
Well,
I can't help you.
I can remember because see,
I know where the green line go.
That's
this right here.
The
Lake Street, before they start calling it the Green Line.
63rd, right. We're on Lake Street.
I only know about going to state because I used to get off before we got there.
Listen, it goes all the way.
Go all the way over there.
63rd. Now, back in the day, Lake Street AL went to 95th.
Uh-huh.
It came on down the ramp. It went that way. And the Congress AL, we've always, it's been the Congress AL,
uh-huh.
And the Dan Ryan AL, the Ravenswood AL, been the Ravenswood AL, as long as we've been known it.
Right, right.
And then the other one, they go out to Skokie. That's go way out China somewhere. Now, all these colors. It's the Congress.
What is the pink line?
That pink line.
What is that?
What's pink line? Go Skokie.
I don't even know what done in the brown. That's the one go to Evanston.
That's Ravenswood. Brown.
That's it. That is Ravenswood.
That's Ravenswood.
Oh,
yeah, that's Ravenswood.
Okay.
And then the train that goes all the way from 95th all the way to Howard. I mean, going to Evanston now. I don't know what to call it now, but it's the Dan Ryan L. That's what we call it.
That's the red line.
That's Dan Ryan.
The one that runs along the Dan Ryan, though.
Yeah.
That's the red line.
Yeah.
Right.
The Congress, they don't know Congress.
Well, the blue line.
I don't
that's
know
the one that runs
red,
on
white,
right.
Blue,
but the blue line is the one that runs on the Eisenhower.
Okay. Yes.
To the airport.
On the Congress. We got the Congress.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So
yeah.
See, yeah, but I know, but see, no, but she. Yeah.
Park.
Folks don't know they people don't know directions anymore.
Well, we're just talking about Chicago. See, when you rode the bus, you really kind of paid attention.
You did. You
knew. Listen.
To the people and the street.
You knew all. Turn on the west side. You knew all buses. That were going west stopped at Austin.
All of them.
That was Oak Park.
We're
guessing Central.
Right.
Central bus stopped over there by a big old church. That's how we knew it was in the line. The Central bus stopped over there by a big old Catholic church.
The Central bus?
Yeah, the Central. I mean, Harrison bus.
Harrison, thank you.
Central stops there too.
Right.
But the Harrison bus stopped over there by a big old church.
Uh huh.
Madison stopped at Austin. Jackson stopped in Austin.
Right.
Stopped
right.
In Austin.
You knew if you lived on the west side, one of these buses going towards Austin?
There you go. I mean, you knew all of them went downtown.
Right.
East.
Right. If you going to the movies on Saturday,
you know, went east.
Madison Street.
Exactly.
Right.
The longest bus we knew about was Pulaski bus. So they went all the way to Peterson. And then Holman bus went to Devon.
See, I was so bad with direction. I remember as a kid, I went to Catholic school, and we went to Home Run Inn. With the nuns, you know, they took us over down to the home, to the original, and we walked, because that's how we walked from 14th and Keeler.
That's not a bad walk.
And when you're paying no attention,
right.
You're just walking and talking,
yeah.
You're running and all that stuff, and you know,
so you waving at people,
right, you know, with our Dookie Brown and mustard yellow uniforms on,
yeah.
And I mean Dookie Brown,
yeah,
and we walking down the street, and so we got over there, so then it was time to go home. Everybody, you know, went their own way to go home. Some folks say, well, I live over here. I'm just going over here.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know where I would go.
He didn't know they either go to Cicero or Pasadena.
All I knew was, I knew where Costner was because Home Run Inn is on right off of
Costner.
So I could have walked
four blocks to Pulaski.
But I didn't know nothing about the Pulaski bus. I'd never been on the Pulaski bus.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
I just kept trying to say, how do I get to Madison? That's all I kept asking people. How do I get to Madison?
Yeah, 31
blocks. Get the Madison Street. See, I ain't know nothing about none of that. It took me forever to get home.
Now, listen, let me change. Baby.
Come on. Help us out.
And I know we got an article.
Go ahead.
We're
good. We're good. You got 8 minutes. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to probably go over that.
You can just talk.
Hey, Tanya. How Junebug and Baby Sweet.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm a little worried and I'm a little taken aback. Okay.
The Audi home was named after social worker Arthur J. Audi. A-U-D-I.
Oh, I wonder.
Look at the guy. That's why we got the best producer in the planet.
Thank you, Prince.
Now, I would not have
never
known.
I've never known that.
Did you know Arthur J.?
We just called Audi home.
Well, that's why it's the Audi home.
That's where it came from.
Wow.
I'm a little upset.
Come on, help us out.
What's her name? Periwinkle? Okay, let me just talk. Let me
you talk about it. You go ahead. Talk about it.
Now, they got everybody on TV talking about our children are obese, and they're suffering from diabetes.
Fat.
Now, y'all out there in the ether ways, y'all got to help the pastor, because sometimes I lose a little bit. Then we drink pop and have donut sales, tap apple sales
at the school.
At the schoolhouse.
So I know
we have them.
I know some kids right now probably going. That's the only thing about school starting back. I know I'm finna see some rugrats running around here with candy.
Okay.
What's the one with the little white candy by paper?
That one fine chocolate.
That one,
yeah.
and them acid tapas.
Yeah,
right.
And
make sure it's Granny Smith. I'm sorry. Go
yeah, right. And we ate all that and went to the game room.
Uh huh.
Got wagon wheel cookies.
Uh huh.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Vest pop.
Yeah.
Vendor potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Uh huh.
We were fine. You wanna know why? Because y'all sent us outdoors to play.
That's, come on. Oh, see, now you're going to go there. Go ahead. You good now. You're talking now. You're talking good, preacher.
We went outdoors, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Didn't we do it? Come on.
Right.
I need some. Come on. Give me some emojis right
come
here.
On. Come on. I don't know why this stuff over here.
Give me some amens around this here Catholic room.
Come on.
They sent us outdoors, rain or shine, snow or sleet. My blessed Lord going to guide my feet.
Shiante Bulis is from the South because she said butter cookies and tea cakes.
That's
first
right.
of all, tea cakes. She's from somewhere.
She's from the town.
My mama, somebody.
Yeah, grandma may know. But listen, even when we were on punishment,
yeah,
get out of this house. I'm tired of
right,
you.
Right.
You all made us go outside,
go
run around and
somewhere.
Play. We were outside being active.
Yes.
The problem is you all have put these games in their hands.
Yep,
they and they are not active.
Right.
Even when we went to the game when we had to walk there.
So did.
And stand up.
You had to go all the way downtown to Treasure Chest.
Now, growing up, we had one on Fifth Avenue. The Granvilles had one on Fifth Avenue right off of Kedzie, right across the street from Marshall. Oh, this was years
see,
ago.
See, I wasn't going over
yeah,
there. Right.
Years ago. But you all made us go outdoors and run that sugar off and run off all of that. And listen, we were fat, but we were healthy. I know I'm a fat kid. We were healthy, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we could run and all of this, and we had this problem. If they put down these games and go out, and I know y'all talking about, you know, it's just so dangerous outdoors. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because of simple fact, you didn't train the other ones to go outside
right.
and play. And listen, hopscotch, pitch and pennies, jump and rope, Chinese rope, red light, green light, duck, goose. High go seek, Mr. Freeze, playing marbles. Come on now, go with me now. There it is.
Tag Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Piggy. That is on Piggy. Playing softball, dodgeball.
Right.
We were.
Kiss a girl.
Yes, Lord.
Say
Jesus.
What?
There you go.
Sorry.
Come on here. She said she's from the West Side.
I know that's our former host Zavora's cousin, sister, brother, auntie.
Hey, baby, sweet.
First cousins on her mama, daddy's side.
Yeah. I mean, so therefore, if you get them back outside, you will kill all this myth about pop and all this. Cause we gonna drink pop.
Yeah, and it's first of all, everybody knows it's a money grab.
Yes.
It's just as big a money grab as the red light cameras and everything else that they're putting out there on the street. Everybody knows it ain't nothing but a money grab. These commercials are you talk about attacking folk as far as these commercials talking about the soda companies are going after our black kids and our Hispanic kids. So who y'all going after with this commercial? And then you see who's paying for the commercial? Bloomberg, the former mayor of.
Who got plenty of money?
Right.
Who got to get rid of some of it?
Right. So you investing in for what purpose? I mean, I'm sorry. I was a Prep Winkle fan when she got in.
Yes.
I was excited for her.
Yes.
Black woman, you know,
yes.
holding that office. I
yes.
was excited for her. She's educated. She's
yes.
all of those things.
Yes.
And she came in making some great changes. I've sat in rooms with her. We worked with her. We were trying to get the bill passed for getting a second chance offenders. Giving offenders second chance who had minimal records,
yeah.
so they could get jobs and stuff like that, working with Walgreens and other companies. So she was about all that, but this right here
is ridiculous.
Yeah, you lost me on that, and she might well not rerun for office.
No, because I mean this is and but now watch this, children. They still in DuPage County buying up all the pop.
It's a Costco right there on what you call it down from the Oak Brooks, down the street from the Nordstrom. It's a Costco. It's a Target.
It's a Jewel.
It's a Walmart. It's all that. Right, right.
So they going and buying the popsicles by the case.
All of it.
Yeah. You go around there, you can't see no pop. No one. And you talking about I have a chillin. But the auntie coke machine still in the schools?
That's a good question. Wayne Hudson says we entertained ourselves for hours without a problem.
But that's true. I mean, you have to be forced to come in the house. It's time to eat. But I'm playing right
I'm
now.
Playing. Bring your behind
right. Well, I'm it. You got to wait till I get somebody else.
Right.
But I mean, this was the norm. And I understand people talking about the streets are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you put it, I know for a fact, put them chimney outdoors somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And run around.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm tired, I want to play my game. Let them play for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they need to play
That's
for.
That's it.
And let them run around outside. Trust me, won't be no obesity. Won't be no talking about diabeticals.
No, because even like you said, even the little fat kids that were, I had a bunch of friends that was a little heavy. But look, when it was time
I'm
to play, when it was right husky, you know, with the Buster Brown shoe, because they didn't wear out, you know. But they was out, they ran with the rest of us.
Yes,
all of them. And some of them, you know, and they, you know, they big, because big is in the family.
Yeah, that's a part of the genes
big,
and stuff.
Big boned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I see some people now. They were big when we was little, and guess what? They big now. They ain't sloppy big, but they big now.
You know what? Pray for him. Y'all pray for the pastor.
Y'all pray for him. I be the one he got in front of these last evil day. All right. Do I got enough soapbox to get up on?
What else you got?
Yeah,
I know you do.
I do about 45 in Puerto Rico.
Go ahead, because I didn't mean mention 45 today. Go ahead.
Please,
because I'm so far.
In the words of Whoopi Goldberg, does he not know that Puerto Rico is a province
of the United States? No, I don't think he does. I think somebody had.
He didn't know Hawaii was.
I think somebody had to remind him.
Yeah.
That's why now he's so.
Yeah.
But then instead of you doing what's necessary, in the same breath that you're talking about what you're going to do to help Puerto Rico. You talk about how bad they mismanaged money and all this other stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with
right
now. That ain't got nothing to do with right now. And then now, because you waited so late, delaying the process, I guess there's a naval hospital ship. It's a large ship, but it's all hospitals.
Yeah.
It can hold. I can help up to 2,800 people or 1,200 people. One of them numbers.
Because of all the water sitting there.
But it's just now on the way.
And part of record,
it ain't gonna get there till Monday. Now I don't know where the ship was, because depending on where it was, because it wasn't over here.
And those ships don't move fast.
Well, not fast. What we think fast,
yeah,
they
exactly.
They move fast for a ship.
Yeah,
but not
they
like
speed.
They like a car,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're heading five at 9 knots.
No, this ain't speed racer.
9 knots. Like what's the, yeah, 9 knots. I think 9 knots is like 60 miles an hour. That's it. Right. That's,
okay.
No,
yeah.
Not knots.
Yeah, knots. You know, some folk knots.
I don't know what knots is. Somebody look it up.
What's
a knot?
Marine life.
That was it. So everything's good. I think Greater Union is now. They finally got their. I think they just got their pulpit committee.
They're looking for a pastor.
Yeah, they just got their pulpit committee released as well to release to go do their job.
Going?
So to Greater Union. I we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah,
Christian Love still don't have a pastor.
Okay, Jesus, you guys made me ask this question. Where is Christian Love Church?
Off Spalding, Jesus Christ, right about down street from Western House. Don't worry about it.
I know where Western House is.
Go down the street, that Spalding Street. Just keep on going.
Oh, it's on Spalding.
It's on Spalding.
Oh, so Christian Love, that's over there by Baby Sweet and Junebug School.
Yes, right down street from Baby Sweet.
Right, where we, you know, was, yeah.
Right down street, yeah.
Right.
What's the church down here called? Trinity? Down here on Laramie? Cross street from the Walgreens, they don't have a pastor.
On Madison?
Right off Madison, but it's on Laramie, kind of corner. You've seen it. Different.
Only church I know in Madison and Laramie is
Abercrombie and Fitch.
You know what? We're going to pray for you.
We're praying for my friends in Houston and in Florida. Still.
Yes, still.
Some of them still got water around them. And matter of fact, we sent some money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send some more money
mm-hmm.
Down for them. We are. And I keep telling everybody.
Now, were you in town when the hurricanes happened, or were you out? Were you still traveling?
I was traveling.
Okay.
I was traveling when Hurricane Harvey came.
Okay.
And I was traveling.
You were in the Carolinas then, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Now, believe it or not. What's the one that the big one in Florida?
Irma.
When A. Irma Jean came. and you know she's black. Jane Irma, Jean Kane.
And Harvey.
Right, y'all know
that. You don't know nobody named Harvey.
Right.
Harvey Lee. My uncle's name is Harley. But we think that is really saying Harvey. Because he's at Harvey.
I can't even deal with you right now.
But now, when Aunt Irma Jean came,
yes,
we were in Cincinnati, and everybody was trying to get out of Cincinnati.
Oh.
That was in, because they thought it was going to hit South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But when Aunt Irma came up, all my people from Florida and
right,
everything,
right,
they had to get back. They,
right.
It went up that way. So, and Marie, what is Marie doing?
Okay, one knot equals 1.5 miles per hour. Oh, Lord.
So they're going 5 miles.
Yeah, that ain't fast at all. No wonder them shit.
Although I move so slow.
No.
Now, what
Dr. White is that?
I know I am a child of God.
Oh, okay.
Although I move so slow.
I ain't heard nobody bust that one out in the minute.
Oh, that's a long one. I wait until the Spirit comes and move at God's command.
I think Deacon Burge is the thing, that one. Deacon Ned Bud, not Albert.
Hey, I would not.
But Ned.
And so we're praying for those. And I don't know where Marie is. Marie was supposed to come up toward Nantucket.
Why all the hurricanes is named after the black and Hispanic people?
Because that's... Because
Jose.
Yeah, Jose.
Is the last one.
Quavo.
That don't want to go away quite
right.
He
just like...
He keeps sticking around.
He like, I shall not be moved. Y'all think you're getting rid of me, but oh, I shall not be moved.
You got
like a tree. That's planted by the water, then being baptized.
Short meet of him. Come through. Who is Wayne Hussey? He's somebody.
Hey, Wayne!
That's a short meet of him.
Yeah.
What's a short meter? Y'all help him, bro. What's it?
You got long meter, you got common meter.
Now, what's a long meter here?
Long meter is, the primitive Baptist folks sing long meter here.
Okay.
Yeah, like, common meter is like, amazing grace.
Oh, okay.
How sweet. We do short meter.
Uh-huh.
But the long meter is, I mean, it's long.
I don't know nothing about that.
I mean, and they hold it.
Oh, Amazing Grace is just a whole different verse.
It's a whole different verse.
Oh, it's a long, long.
It's a long.
Right. The time you be mad you got caught in devotion.
Right, right. Oops.
Right. Like, I should have ran out the door when
right.
I had a chance.
So
do y'all do Dr. Wise at your church
every so often? I raise one up.
You raise one.
Oh yeah, and I got some.
You got a deacon or two that can.
I may have one deacon.
What about a mother? What about a mother?
You got any mothers at your church?
Yes, Lord, I do. I may know. Any of the mothers can let's go. We have some mothers over here with belt out one back in the day.
Devotion. These people don't want to have church around here no more.
I don't mind a good devotion. See, people think I'm against devotion.
I'm not against it.
Mm-mm. It's just singing right.
Yeah, listen.
That's all.
Here it is. If you do devotion right.
Right. See, now over here, what I was told is Reverend Horton used to make the deacons come down here and practice.
They need to. I do.
Deacon Rice used to tell me here since the church been open. He said they used to have to come down here and practice on Saturdays and on Fridays and Saturdays with the musicians.
Yes.
Let me help you get your note.
Yes.
Because you're going to stand up here and just holler out.
Yes.
In I flat.
Yes. Well, see, I really got one deacon who is the singer.
Okay.
And
the rest can just fall in.
The rest
can
fall in.
Because you can fall in with the.
They can do prayer and the script too.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's called devotion, children. I mean,
and
there is a remnant of us, and it's a very large remnant of there's a remnant of us who enjoy the church.
Right.
Who enjoy
right.
the church.
Right. When
I mean, just good old just church.
Right. Right.
And we enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I call it that. Mm-hmm. And so. I mean, that's the whole.
I wondered about that because I know we talked about it before and a bunch of times, but I just find it amazing that again, I it's not that I don't like devotion.
I just think it all. I think anything that you do.
Yes.
Because I've heard some bad. You know, you can have bad praise and worship.
I've heard horrible praise.
So I'm just saying, whatever you do, do it right. I don't think people would mind devotion if it was done right.
Right.
If you had some sort of, if it was done. Cornelius Williams said, "Bye, y'all." What?
What? Now listen here, and I don't know why he being brand new.
Yeah,
he ain't always been. Lift your hands in the sanctuary. Holy y'all. He's always been there, and you know if it's done right, you'll be all right.
Help us, Holy Ghost, right now.
Right.
I don't know what your problem is. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that's that. And
what else you got?
Come on.
What else you got?
Yeah, so that, y'all do this article next.
Cause we out of here at 1:30.
We still here.
Right.
I heard that Devrin has a new job.
Yeah, he's doing some new stuff. Yeah, he's doing some new stuff now.
Because, he
got the other, but he's doing some more stuff.
Well, I want to thank him for being good to my media.
Oh.
He helped my mom with her resume.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because he was like, Mother Henderson, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And to help
right.
With that. And so for that much, we are grateful.
That's awesome.
Cornelius been jumped down. I told him, hey, y'all, you knew you grew up at Home of Life and New Greater St. John's over there with Dean Washington and all them over there.
Wayne Hudson say the prophet is Baptist born.
All day long. All down his shoulder.
Now you say he.
Now you're going to lift your hand. Bless him.
This is why I need y'all through. He was supposed to be here today. I don't know what happened to him.
Come on. Tell the Lord how much you know. I love Jesus.
But he used to do what? But
he used to be like, Roger Rodden Eagles playing. Now, Lord, come on in the building. If you know, say, Lord, come on in the building. If you don't stay long, yeah, don't be brand new. Ooh, yes, Lord, right here. Yeah. You come all the way with me. Glory to God.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
You need so much help.
So, now, how is the doctorate program
Wait a
going?
Minute. Hello, Mama King. Oh, Lord. My mama on Facebook. That must mean she
hey,
made
Maria.
That must mean she made it back from the Uber ride from here.
Back from the Uber ride.
Y'all pray. Y'all
Maria, listen, Maria. Now, listen.
Uh-oh. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
I'm figuring myself in trouble.
Tread lightly. No, Pastor. Let me move out of the way.
Maria. I've been coming to your house to eat greens and things
for
the last 2 years.
Here you go.
Well, I ain't been. I know your son is small and don't want nobody else sitting at the table. But I need to put my size 11 foot up under the table and eat some greens and things. Sister McCoy, hey, Deacon, how are you? I heard you done lost all the weight. You know, praise the Lord. Deacon McCurdy.
Yeah.
But I ain't been over yonder either. I ain't been over there on the east. We're going to be food inspector. I ain't been over there either. And I need to come put my foot up under the table over yonder and have me some greens with my fingers and the tail of the ox. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My mama don't really cook ox.
That's fine. We want beef rolls, greens, candied sweets, fried can, and the condensed bread and apple cobbler in. And some grape Kool-Aid. Shut up.
Now, see, when you were talking about the sugar tax, I told them people a few weeks ago, if y'all go back to drinking Kool-Aid, you'd be all right.
We'll be fine.
See, ain't no
I make Kool-Aid for my family.
Ain't no extra tax on the sugar.
Sure ain't. And listen, baby, you didn't have no meal without no Kool-Aid.
Hey,
not Flavor-Aid.
Wait a
minute.
Wayne Hudson said, I didn't do no writing, but he signed my name. You know what?
Come on here.
You know what?
I didn't do no writing. Oh, they signed my name.
See.
I didn't do no writing.
Now, that same song, they were singing that song in the Underground movie.
Hey, don't make no, listen, let me tell you something.
No, because that was code for something else.
Listen.
That's all I'm saying. That's why y'all lose me.
Hey, but now, it may have been, but these are things that we grew up with at the church room. I grew up with this in the church room, you hear me?
My mama said, can you rewind? I'm working with a bad phone. Yes, you can go back and watch it after it's over and start from the beginning. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, all right, yeah. So, how's the doctorate program going?
Look, I'm reading.
No, books is high. Go ahead.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. So the rest of my books, you weren't here.
Yeah.
So I had about outside of the scholarship that I got, thank the Lord again, $15,000, praise Him. Outside of the scholarship I got, I still had about $2,600-$2,700 in other fees that were due and everything else, and then books. The majority, I found out that the majority of that also got covered. Look at God. Hey, this is why I stop arguing with people. Because when there's a thing called favor, you don't have to argue with folks.
Yeah, it ain't. Listen, it may not be.
it may not be fair,
but it's for me.
It's for me. So I don't argue with folks about my calling and stuff like that. Because I know, why have provided if you didn't call me? You know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that stuff got done. But there are some books. So I talked about this before. I'm not a big. What if you talk about Jesus? Now
if you talk about Jesus,
y'all ain't gonna
keep a friend of mine.
Y'all ain't gonna keep y'all.
If you talk about Jesus, he showed up a friend of mine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
That's shit. Glory to God.
See, Pat Hicks, see what you started. Y'all just don't let it go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't do, I'm not a big fan of regular books because I just, they take up too much room and you got to carry them around and everything. Right. So I'm a digital book dude. So here's the deal. A lot of the books that I needed were digital. Amazon, I can get them on Amazon and then in the Liberty Library, you can get them. However, there are certain books that, even though they're available in digital copy, they tell you you can't buy them.
Exactly.
Because they say you don't have, because there's an assessment that you need to take.
Yes.
And there's a code in each regular book.
Yes.
And in the digital books, they're all the same book.
Right.
So, like, some of the books, and one of them books was $135.
Oh, they believe in the offering.
Right.
There's some books I need to find right now that I need.
I told you 100 times to send me the names of the books. I done told you 100 times.
Oh, okay.
See, you don't listen. I done said it.
That's all right. I done settled down. Now I'm through traveling.
Okay.
But see, I was traveling to make the money to pay.
There's a man over the river.
Giving sight to the blind. There's a man over the river. Giving sight to the blind. Yeah.
Now that's cold, for there's gonna be a man down by the river.
Yeah, telling y'all come on here.
Telling y'all to come on, he gonna see y'all to the other side.
Well, they were saying there's a
That's what the code, that's what that song was written.
Yeah.
We're singing it, y'all singing it for some different, the real reason that song was written. I just wanna give y'all some history. Go ahead.
Well, now listen. Of course, there is. It's called orality because we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we as black people, we are not a stone oral tradition, but
no.
We are.
Right.
But the thing about it is the orality. We tell story. We're a storytelling.
Yes.
So yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yes, sir. Here it is. The struggle again.
Here it is, the struggle again. Is that a song too?
Wayne, no.
Oh,
I wouldn't have it later. I couldn't feel sometimes. So no, Patricia. I wouldn't have it later. Yeah.
Did you see what Wayne Hudson said?
I could feel sometimes.
He said, and then the deacon would stand the crowd up, and before the prayer, he would sit you back down.
That's right.
And we didn't know why.
And my Lord, when it's all over down here.
Now,
yes!
I'll be honest with you. Some of them old school prayers,
yes, sir.
You could have went home right there.
All right,
the preacher didn't even have to preach.
Here it is. All right, I'm going to have church for today.
Because now the preacher, you had to come behind that and preach now.
Yes, after the choir had sang.
Now, here's one that y'all used to do. That somebody would bust, like after the choir was saying the meditation song, I think that's what they have listed in the program.
Uh-huh.
Somebody would bust out a Dr. Watt right before the preacher.
Yeah, that was Miss Cave and all them. Yes, Lord. after the Reverend Duncan would read his scripture,
right.
He would say such,
uh-huh.
And my talk today would be such.
Uh-huh.
And she would get up.
Bust out. Didn't need no cue. Nothing.
Yes, sir. But just bust out.
Where's my hand? We all knew Santa. I mean, listen, we knew.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was just a part of church, y'all.
I used to get a kick out of it. That's,
yeah.
And honestly, I learned the Dr. Watts from mimicking the people.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
Right, right.
Yeah. And them niggas, nah, Lord, when it's all over, don't let me come home crying, but let me lay my head up on your breast. Breathe my life out sweetly there. Jesus. And now we're on the Baptist. Amen.
So what?
We never knew what to do with it.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, I just thought that was, yeah, you don't have, because now you got all these younger deacons. Think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of these younger deacons who were not trained by some of the old deacons. Because so I think about it now. You have these deacons who, he said, and if Reverend wasn't doing so hot that Sunday.
Help him, Lord. Send you out.
The mother would start moaning.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I think we got the good prophet Cornelius Williams that joined us on the phone. So
God bless your bones, beloved.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am here. God bless you. God bless you. All of you who are listening to the show with Dr. Michael doing all of his Baptist parody.
Parodies.
If you will. Parodies, if you will.
We give the Lord praise. What's up, Dr. King?
See, he ain't always been there. You see. Amen. Amen. Now it's his on everybody. Hallelujah.
I was baptized with the Holy Ghost in the Baptist church.
That's right. But he was still doing the part about, if anybody asks you who I am, come on, direct it now.
Show up.
Don't get it twisted now. We good staunch Baptist folk, you know. Good staunch Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Prophet Cornelius? How you doing?
I am wonderful, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, last I spoke with you, I was in town. I went over to Sweet Maples. Glory to him. You go over there.
I know all about it.
And they had them old Seminole pancakes. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to put them in.
That thing is 1,200 calories. I want.
Listen. That's why I go outside. I'm cheering you, and I walk them off.
When you turn it slash Pentecostal slash Pentecostal and all that, you
yeah,
start counting calories.
Slash counting calories.
You know he's now celebrating the Rosh Hashanah and Raha.
Yeah, the Raha.
Right. He's so now you count calories. See?
Yeah, but now we're counting calories.
You
yeah.
know what calories like my body. That I was.
Listen, they hold on the mind too. I understand. But every now and then you must preach yourself. You know.
Wayne said the biscuits got the Holy Ghost over there.
They do.
oh the
see,
Lord.
That old bacon.
Yeah.
That bacon. Hey!
They got real bacon over there. They got that little thin
yeah,
bacon.
They got
real bacon at the Sweet Maple.
Yeah.
I took my former employees to a breakfast over there
yeah.
a couple of years ago. Yeah. Wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful.
She had real bacon over there.
Yeah, and grits.
Yes.
Yeah, real not instant.
Yeah, yeah, that's real. I mean, real good. And real pancake.
Prophet Cornelius, what's going on, sir?
Nothing much. How are you? I missed the show.
Well, you know. I understand with Rosh Hashanah and Elohim and
El Shaddai, El Shaddai,
and Hachnimach and all that.
I
understand, and you know it's the feast of the 7,000 bread and the
and the lamb shank.
Right, the cornbread, the feast of the Martha White and the gibbon.
Yeah.
You know,
the lamb shop.
Right, you know,
with muffin.
Right, you ain't have time for us over here, cause you know over here we just eat fried chicken.
Right,
you know, do the whole feast of it.
Go over the water and get some barbecue meat.
Right, see while you doing the feast of the Hachnag, we over here eating gyro.
Thing is the pants on right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you eating lots.
Look, ain't wait a minute though. Ain't pita bread, ain't that flat? Ain't
come on now.
I love it.
That's a lot.
Come on.
And then you got the lamb.
Come on, go with it.
Come on now.
Come on,
the only thing they probably didn't have was the tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, tzatziki sauce.
That's just a little extra.
Y'all so funny.
Well, I'm just trying to help the people.
Some people was in there opening, getting their eyes and blinded. We had miracles in that service that night. Those people's eyes were opening up and
lung opening
I saw you on the floor with the peepers, you know.
Was he on the floor? He wasn't laid out, was he?
No, he was just sitting on the floor.
Oh, okay. I thought he had laid out prostrate.
Oh, no. That was another Thursday night service, Michael, when you saw me sitting on the floor. The power
okay.
of God came through there. I couldn't even stand up. I just went and sat in the corner like a little kid.
See, listen,
we got to go over that one of his services.
I know I can't go over that because, you know, I'm sensitive to the spirit. I've been enrolled my back.
We need to go over that one thing.
I've been enrolled myself up under the bitches. And they've been had to pick me out of there.
I'm for real. We need to go over that one Thursday night.
Now, listen, now,
look.
I'm not going to sit by you because I know me.
What? Look, we got to go.
I probably will. I know Michael Henderson. You've been the stroke that nerve, and I've been the roll myself up under that pew.
Look, we need to come over that one Thursday night.
And I've been the messed up in the West Panda Bay. You better take a picture right now. My makeup about to fall. Take a picture right now, because my makeup about to fall.
Let the Holy Ghost hit you.
Listen,
supernatural going on over there.
They be trying to find sheets and pillows. I just been laid out on the floor.
Well,
all right,
you visited us when we were over there on Harrison Street.
Yeah, listen, I really did, and the only reason I didn't fall on the floor because I was sitting up so high and I wasn't gonna hit my hand.
You know what? You
were
sitting high. You know what?
On the
right. So therefore,
look,
yeah.
We need to come over there on Thursday.
Oh yeah,
we need to find a Thursday. Seriously, we all fall over there.
And I ain't had no good roll on the floor in a while. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put on me a dashiki.
Well, that's all you wear now.
Oh, that's right.
You know he's Pan African now.
I'm Pan.
So you talking about? See, Prophet. He talking about you and being all this other stuff, but he done turned Pan African on.
I done become Pan comfortable, and they got pockets.
Yeah. He's always in those sashikis and stuff. But look, people are laughing at me about Rosh Hashanah. But look, something supernatural happened at the church. I don't care what nobody say. God moved up in that piece.
Oh, and listen, it's time for a move. You know, I don't have no problem working the altar, helping the ushers. You know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do y'all not too holy over there that y'all ain't got peppermints and stuff, do you? Y'all
got peppermints?
Oh, no. We got peppermint.
So y'all still Baptist. Y'all playing. Y'all still Baptist.
They got peppermint
and
butterscotch.
We Baptist, we just speak in tongues.
Right,
we
that's all. That's
we Baptist with the Holy Ghost, and we got excellence. That's
the thing. Let me ask you this. Did you go to support your pastor at Greater Harvest on yesterday?
No, I didn't know he was
and
going.
And turn that stuff down in the background.
Turn off that chicken for frying back.
We can hear ourselves, whatever that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching y'all from my iPad. But I didn't know that he was going over there. But you know he's coming to me Sunday night. He's preaching. He's closing out my pastor celebration.
That's
Sunday
why.
Night
okay.
At 6 o'clock.
Really?
This Sunday night?
Yep. This Sunday night at 6. You guys should come. We have a reception afterwards too. You guys can eat.
First of all, you know we ain't gonna be able to get up in there.
Yeah. Well, I could, if you guys are coming, I will have seats saved for TTLO.
I don't need no saved seat because I may have to, hold on, and I may have to sit in the back.
You may what?
Hey, hold it! Huh? And you know, I'm one of those, you know how I am. I want to hear the preach word. I mean, come on, give it to me.
Why don't you come on, come through, man?
Hey,
just go.
Hey,
so,
hold it.
6 o'clock, you ain't doing nothing.
Shut up! Glory to him. If I'm not doing anything, I'll
So here we go. That means he ain't coming.
There you go.
Oh, it is first Sunday.
It is first Sunday.
Oh, you giving communion, then what you doing?
I have to be a national president in the meeting.
But who? What who?
That's holding up down.
You got to be at some.
I'm on Alfred
now. Uh-oh. All right.
All right, listen. We getting ready to get up off this here show, but I need to come over there and roll on the floor and pick up some dust.
Did he just kick me off the radio?
No, he told me we were leaving at 1:30 hour.
We got 1:30. We got 2 minutes. The show about over.
Oh,
yeah, we leaving.
Bye.
Yeah. He said, "Oh, bye."
He speak out.
Thank you, sir.
He hung up quickly too.
Like, oh, bye.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, oh, bye. Oh, bye.
Look, man, it's been good having you back. Hopefully, you be around a little bit more. You're welcome to come back on any other day other than Wednesday too.
Hello,
you know, but
you have other people with the.
Ain't nobody been here but me.
That's the truth. I say my wife invisible.
Right, Pogs was playing softball and
right,
hurt himself,
won,
and
yeah.
And then he got the sinuses and the other stuff and everything else. And then Friday, Zipporah, she her schedule changed at the school down to the schoolhouse, so now she can't come no more. So yes, it's me.
me and Tatanja over on the other side.
Yeah,
baby, sweet mama. Right, baby, prince, pray us out so we can go home.
God on heaven, again, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this day. We thank you for keeping us safe from all her
yes,
harm and danger.
Yes.
God, we pray for those who are sick, shut in, bereaved, confined, and distressed. We pray, God, for those who are still suffering after the hurricanes, that you be with them and stand by us. Keep us in our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look, y'all, it's been great. Hope y'all had a good time. Y'all thank Pastor Henderson again for,
God bless
you, you know, and grateful that he made it out of Cuba, because I just knew he was going to get locked up or something.
No.
But he made
no Castro.
He made it back from Cuba.
Raul.
If you got to be around this city and go through these crazy streets, y'all make sure you keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed. TTL.
We're taking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. We're picking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Up my cross, it's a daily fight. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church, following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt.